You're listening to SBS News.
COVID-19 has had a huge effect on most areas of the economy, and new data from a survey carried out by the Australian National University shows that the housing market is no exception. As the effects of the coronavirus on the economy started to bite, the survey shows the proportion of Australians unable to meet their regular housing costs more than doubled. In April, that percentage was 6.9%. In May, it went up to 15.1%. And one of the report's co-authors, Professor Matthew Gray, says if not for government and bank responses, the problem would have been even worse.
If you haven't had these policies, then there would have been significant. The housing stress would have translated into a housing crisis.
The problem is particularly exacerbated amongst young Australians. 44% of those surveyed aged between 18 and 24 could not pay their rent on time. Professor Gray says COVID-19 added to problems young people were already experiencing in the housing market.
So many young people had difficulty with accommodation, particularly in some of our bigger cities, and very expensive for them. And this certainly compounds those challenges that they're already finding. Younger people are perhaps find it more difficult to renegotiate their rent, and more difficult to speak up for themselves as well.
And problems for those renting often equal flow-on problems for those to whom those renters usually pay their rent. But despite that, Professor Gray says landlords have generally been sympathetic in this situation.
For many landlords, it'll be a real problem as well, who have investment loans or who rely on that income to live. And so we did find that, we found that amongst renters, over 70% who tried to reduce their rental payments had succeeded. And we find that landlords, when we asked people whether they were landlords, those who were landlords reporting quite high rates also of having, given rental freezes or rental reductions. And also the other thing people sometimes will be doing is trying to end a lease early because they can no longer meet the payments the rental payments. And so many landlords have been quite generous in that regard. Not all, of course.
However, even amongst those under stress in this crisis, the data shows that some are under more stress than others. Particularly vulnerable are those who are living in Australia but not Australian citizens. Professor Gray says the ineligibility of many of these people to access government help compounds their situation.
The survey we did had quite a lot of data on people. We had 270 people who are not citizens of Australia. So they're living in Australia, but they're not citizens. And that group does appear to have quite high rates of housing stress, over three times that of people who are Australian citizens. Now, some of that is due to age. But that group in particular does appear to be experiencing pretty high rates of housing stress, and they are generally not entitled to government support in the same way in which an Australian citizen is. And, there's lots of reasons for that, but it doesn't change the fact that they're in Australia and in many cases in a very difficult situation.
With governments now largely turning their focus to getting their citizens out of the COVID-19 crisis, there's plenty of attention on what the future might look like. Professor Gray says, for the young and other vulnerable demographics, the situation may get worse before it gets better.
My understanding is we haven't seen the big drops in house prices yet, but it's still fairly early in the economic crisis. And what started as a public health crisis has become a public health and economic crisis, and there is a real risk of it becoming a housing crisis, particularly for young people and others who are more vulnerable in the housing market.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.